This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Scott Isringhausen, the park interpreter for Paramarquette State Park in Grafton. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Thank you for having me here.
Scott, we're going to cover your fall programs that are coming up at Paramarquette State Park, and you've got one coming up pretty quickly after the airing of this broadcast that will be on September 15th, and if you'd like to talk about that, go right ahead.
Sure. Actually, on the 15th, we'll be doing a couple programs. The first one will be at 8:30 in the morning, going to do a 2-mile guided hike up through the park. We'll start on the Goat Cliff Trail. We'll walk past a fault line, no fault of mine, make our way on up through the park, actually stop at McAdams Peak, get to see the beautiful view. We'll actually see three bodies of water, none of which being the Mississippi River, but see a couple of the backwater lakes. We'll get to hike through a hill prairie, talk a little bit about the Native American history, then make our way back to the visitor center, and the hike will be about 2 miles in length and should last about 2 hours. And then also on the 15th, we're going to be doing a volleyball program, which will just be a real relaxed game. Whoever wants to come, that'll be at 1:30 in the afternoon. We'll meet right in front of the lodge.
Now, your popular program that's been going on for some time, the owl program, along with a wiener roast and things like that, the first program for the owls is Friday, October the 5th.
That is correct. The first one will be on October the 5th at 8 o'clock. It will start with an indoor program. I'll talk about the 8 different species of owls and then do a guided night hike up through the woods. I'll use my mouth as well as a tape recorder to try to get the owls to answer. Once we get up to the top, we'll get to see the pretty lights of St. Charles. We'll make our way back down, and after the hike, we'll actually roast marshmallows and hot dogs. Now, that program will be going on for the 4 Fridays in October. The first one is at 8 o'clock. The second one is at 8 o'clock. The third one, which is the 19th of October, will be at 7:30, and then last one will be the 26th, which will be, again, at 8 o'clock. But these are real popular programs. The couple things I do want to caution everyone about: it is a kind of a strenuous hike, but we will go slow, so just so you know, there'll be a proportion of it that will be uphill, and it is a long program, and it'll get done sometime around 11 o'clock in the evening.
And like to ask you every once in a while, I know usually you say at least you hear, but sometimes there's a few sightings. How did it go, say, last year?
Actually, and I can't remember how many times we saw them, but at least 2 of the different programs, we saw the owls, and everyone last year, we were fortunate enough to hear them. And again, there's no guarantees. They are wild. If you are trying to choose a night, if it's a really, really still night, that seems to be the best opportunity to hear the owls.
And then right after the owl program, you'll have a couple more events on Saturday and Sunday, October 6th and 7th, and we'll let you talk about a hiking program and then the White Pelicans.
Sure. On the 6th, going to be doing another nature hike. It'll be real similar to the one that I mentioned on the 15th. And again, it'll probably be up that Goat Cliff Trail, and it'll be about two miles, about 2 hours in length. But then on the 7th, which is Sunday, at 9 o'clock, going to be doing a program on the White Pelican. Now, these pelicans are absolutely beautiful. They're larger, have a larger wingspan than what the bald eagles do have. But anyway, we'll start in the visitor center at 9 o'clock with a short little talk and presentation, and then we'll drive to some different areas to hopefully observe the pelicans. So that's our hopes. Now, last year when we did this, we got to see about 15 eagles. We saw 2 flocks of turkeys. We saw some white-tailed deer, and we even saw a falcon, which is one of the very few falcons that I've ever seen. So it's kind of a wildlife tour. If you like to see wildlife, we're going into a real special area. We'll be going into the Swan Lake area, which is directly across from the Brussels Ferry. We cross the ferry. We'll drive on the Swan Lake levee, which is 8 miles, and you kind of have the river on one side, and you have Swan Lake on the other side. So a lot of wildlife. It is a really neat drive. And then also on the 7th, going to be doing another guided nature hike, and this hike will start at 1:30.
You mentioned falcons, and I noticed recently that I guess the peregrine falcon has come back to the cliffs closer to Alton. Have you seen any sightings of those at Paramarquette?
The kind of falcon we saw, it was a peregrine falcon. I haven't seen them down the Alton, and I've seen maybe 5 or 6 in all my life, but that was the last one that I saw was on this pelican tour last year.
And then we move on with a course you already mentioned on October the 12th will be the Owl and Wiener Roast program. And then we move from White Pelicans to Saturday, October 13th, a program concerning bobcats.
We're going to talk a little bit about the bobcats. It'll start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and this program will all take place in the visitor center. It'll have a stuffed bobcat for everyone to look at. I'll have a couple bobcat pelts for everyone to feel of if they want to. The bobcat is something that's becoming more and more popular. What people don't realize is how shy and nocturnal, so people don't really see them, but they are much, much more common than what you and I actually think.
The other programs that come up, again, we'll repeat that Friday, October 19th, will be an owl program. And then we get into, guess what you could say, is your autumn program.
It will be the autumn programs. And whenever I scheduled this, I made this schedule actually a couple months ago, and that was when the drought was just really starting to happen. So I may be a little bit off on the fall colors. But yes, on Saturday, October 20th, I'm going to be doing a driving tour. The tour will start at the Visitor Center. In saying that, I have a van, and if there's more than a van load of people, we'll actually draw out of a hat who gets to ride in the van. But we'll start at the visitor center, drive up through the park, eventually make our way across the Campsville Ferry over into Calhoun County, come down the Calhoun County side. We will stop in Hardin, probably at the Barefoot Restaurant, because it's got a nice little deck that we can observe the leaves and the outside from, and then we'll make our way back to the park and get back sometime around 2 o'clock. It is a free program. The one thing I just like to tell everyone, please bring a full tank of gas, because if you don't get in the van, be prepared to drive. If you do choose to come on this program, you may want to bring a pair of binoculars as well as a camera.
And you round out the weekend of Friday and Saturday, October 26th and 27th?
Actually, there'll be nothing the 26th, I'm sorry. The 26th, yes, I'll be doing another hike. And again, it'll be trying to focus on the fall colors. I'll take everyone to the places that should be the prettiest. And you know, like I said, in saying that, I may be a week or 10 days too late. The leaves may already be off the trees. This will be a hike that will take us up to what we call Twin Mounds, which is, in my opinion, the prettiest view in the park in the fall time of the year. There's a lot of sugar maples, dogwoods, just a beautiful view with the leaves. It gets its name Twin Mounds because of it's on top of two Native American burial mounds. And if it happens to be a real clear day from this spot, we can actually see the arch over in St. Louis. And that's another program that if you do choose to come on, please bring a camera, because there'll be some great photo opportunities from there.
And before we let you go, Scott, I thought we'd bring up, because we visit on this occasionally, coming up wintertime will be, again, the Eagle program.
It sure will. As a matter of fact, I do have my schedule out. The first program will be on the 21st of December, and it'll be programs all the way through the 6th of March. Reservations will begin November 15th, and if anyone would like a list of the dates, you can go online. You can go to the DNR webpage, or you can even just type in Pere Marquette State Park and go to the events section, and the programs that we talked about as well as the Eagle program should be on there.
Scott would like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you for having me here.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.